I've been pretty quiet, but I want to, address, and then I'm done.
True, you have been really quiet for you.
What Jim was saying is that, you know, we can find other counties that are 24, 25. And this harkens back to when I was not on the board, but I was asking for reforms in Open Meetings Act, and that board, which most of you people weren't there, said, well, this county doesn't do it this way, or they do it this way, LaSalle County does it this way, say find a county that does it wrong. And it just anchored me, because I was currently elected official, but I didn't tell them that. And I already adhered to Open Meetings Act, so anyway, I'm sorry, I digress. Point is that we should look at counties that have done it. An example is Peoria County, who I think went to 19 from like 25 or 27. They still have minority representation. Maybe we should talk to them and say, how is your minority representation? Maybe we should flesh it out. How is your rural representation? The other thing is that in 2012, when I ran in that past, that was an advisory referendum. It had no teeth, but it did give it did test the waters for the public felt. We all agree that the board can should be smaller. Never did I say the board should be downsized, ever. What I always said was it can be downsized, and they weren't telling you the truth, and who they is up to you guys to decide. But what I mean is that I'm not an attorney, but when I read that the 74 and 76 opinion from the Attorney General that says, in all but the decennial apportionment should hold in all but exceptional circumstances, that tells me it is an exceptional circumstances. We probably all agree that we don't like that exceptional circumstance for other reasons that weren't obvious at the time. Because when you start thinking about something, you think, oh, what's the ramification? Will it affect, you know, this district's going to be too big. We won't have a rural district. Well, what are the people that live in a minority-majority district? How are they going to be affected when they find all of a sudden their district's part of it? So luckily, I never said that we should do, but I got angry when I kept hitting the brick wall of, I don't know what you want to call it, the machine or the people or whoever it was, that just said, no, I mean, I got threatened if I proceeded with it. I had my documents stolen from me, and then they were using the political tack ads. I mean, this is the kind of climate that I've experienced on this county board. That was the welcome mat that was put out to me. And then when I thought I was reaching out to get an olive branch, saying that we get a new attorney general opinion, which sounded very credible, it took 2 years to get one. So, you know, we've been down this road. I mean, I've been down this road back and forth where I think that we are heading in the right direction. I think we should say that this is something that we should look at because of all the other issues. And the clock has ran out, I'm afraid. So, you know, but I'm going to say I'm probably one of the biggest advocates for listening to the local people. We need to explain to the people what their ramifications are if we would downsize this late in the game. I think that's important because they're not going to get it otherwise. I wrote down some notes here. I was trying to be quiet, but I couldn't hold off it. Well, the other thing I did do is not only did I believe in getting this people, but I spoke to the Farm Bureau, and I gave them the facts. I didn't tell them what to think, but I told them what the facts were. I spoke to NAACP. I didn't tell them what to think, but I told them what the facts were. I told them what the threats were. I mean, as far as the threat was that we're going to have 8 districts if we would do it this other way. So I just wanted to air that out and let you know that I have never been, I never said it should be done, but I got very frustrated when I was told that it can't be done, and it could. It's just whether or not the public wants it. I don't think the public really does want to have multi-member districts. I think you guys all said that with the resolution that was the second resolution to follow up. So I just wanted to lay out my frustrations with this whole downsizing issue. Has been very frustrating and painful for me because I just want to do what the people want, not what the county board wants, what people want.
Those papers that were stolen, I borrowed them. I was doing
laying. It's all right. It's all forgiven.
Okay. Just tell them about cake and keeps. Just to follow up real quick on that, I think that most people, including legal, may have viewed extenuating circumstances, I think is what the phrase was, as like half the population getting wiped out by a major disaster or something. I don't know that extenuating circumstances was viewed as the people wanting multi-districts. But so just to clarify there. The other thing I do want to comment on is that when it comes to the question of reductions, we do have a number of letters forthcoming that will likely be addressed to Chairman Miranda from a number of community organizations, including the Omar Social Justice Center Board of Directors, the Rock Island County Chapter of the NAACP, and a couple of other organizations that, from my understanding, have letters being drafted calling for the question of downsizing to be addressed when the board has solid information following the 2020 census to ensure that all segments of the population continue to have representation that is somewhat reflective of them, and that no segment of the population is disengaged from the political process. With that, I'll ask if any of the other conference members have any comments that they'd like to make before we wrap up. Okay, well, with that, I'd just like to thank everybody.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.